Welcome to What I Wish I Learned in Law School. My name is Audrey Earhart, and I, just like you, am a practicing attorney, but I'm also the CEO and founder of Practice 42. At Practice 42, our goal is to build and sustain successful law practices across the nation. We do that in so many different ways, and I can't wait to talk to you more about that. Right now, I want you to know we're going to go ahead and focus on how you can become the next guest on my podcast, What I Wish I Learned in Law School, and share so much of your journey with our audience. I'm so excited. It's going to take about 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go ahead and jump in.
With us right now, I'm actually really excited about this because we have a solicitor, not an attorney, Ollie Sloan. You are with NSS Legal. Your website is nsslegal.co.uk. Yep. We're here at the Eggerling Institute here in Orlando, so it's great to connect. Ollie, tell us about your work and what you do.
So I'm an estate planning attorney in the UK. I'm the managing director of my law firm, which is NSS Legal. And I'm partner also in an actuarial firm, which runs UK pension schemes.
And tell me what you do on a day-to-day basis.
I meet clients, clients ring me, we plan for them, we plan for them giving funds to their families and for the future. We draft wills, we draft trusts, we deal with capacity issues. That's just what we do.
And how did you find yourself in this area of law?
God knows. I come from a background where my family operate trusts for their clients and have done for 40 years. So it was a natural progression, but I never believed I would end up in this area of law. It's not something one dreams about as a kid. And I thought it was probably more stable than going into politics.
So tell me about, you're obviously here at Practice 42. We're really keen on the operation side of things, systems, like how you're able to support so that you can provide an excellent quality of service for the clients that you work with.
That's a really interesting question. So I set up the law firm about 7 or 8 years ago, and we came out of a larger actuarial firm, which is our parent company, and there was already a good client base to serve us there. We have a really exciting clientele, which has former James Bonds, people who work in Parliament, and so on. So it was an easier start than other businesses, but I come from a mid-sized London law firm, and I'm familiar with budgets and operating and so on.
Awesome. So the million-dollar question here is, what have you learned professionally clearly wasn't taught in law school to you? And asked another way, you know, someone that may be listening that may be a little bit junior in their career or maybe in law school themselves, what advice would you give them, or what things would you encourage them to start thinking about now?
Okay. So there's two things. The first is I worked in a medium London law firm, and my wife worked in another medium London law firm. And then inexplicably, they merged. So we became colleagues. So the first piece of advice is don't work with your wife. The second one, being serious, is that clients, even high net worth clients, even clients who are phenomenally successful, will worry about their family at night. And it's not about tax. It's about how they preserve money and look after children who maybe can't look after themselves. And so the biggest thing I wish I'd known as a junior solicitor is listen to the family needs. It's not about tax. It's about looking after the families. And that's what worries the clients.
Yeah. I would imagine, Ollie, that, at this stage, you know, networking, relationship building is pretty valuable to you. Tell me, I don't know if you spend any of your time kind of focused on relationship building, but what does that side look like for you?
That's part of the reason why I'm here. I have clients who have assets in the States, have business interests or family here. They expect us to know every attorney in every jurisdiction here, which you can't possibly know, and have a general idea of the law here and know who to bring in at the right time. So part of the reason I'm at Heckling is making those connections stronger and meeting different people in different areas so that I can help the clients. It's absolutely key to what you do. You can't grow or function without it.
Yeah. And to our friend that may be listening, who says, boy, Ollie sounds like someone I should know on that side of the pond. You know, how do people get in touch with you? How do they connect with you? How do you typically engage with colleagues?
So we get a lot of clients. Our entire business is word of mouth. So we get clients from other practitioners, accountants. We call them accountants in the UK, lawyers, and investment advisors. And it's not all about fees for us. It's about speaking to people, helping them, having an open line with other practitioners. So if they want to check something, they can call us. If we want to check something with them, we can call them. It's not always a chargeable thing, and just being open to meeting new connections and being in touch.
And so your website is nsslegal.co.uk. If somebody goes there, or I don't know if there's any other ways that you'd recommend people reach out and connect with you.
Yeah, LinkedIn or my website, with pleasure.
Awesome. Ollie Sloan again with NSS Legal, nsslegal.co.uk. Ollie, thank you so much for joining us.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
It's Audrey Earhart here. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast, What I Wish I Learned in Law School. Listen, if you are a successful attorney and you want to share your message and you have something that you want to give back here, I would love you to have you there to be a part of my program. And that's, again, the What I Wish I Learned in Law School platform. That's our podcast. This is where you're really going to have the opportunity to share our amazing message. And listen, if you got something out of this interview, it's really important that you share our podcast with your social media. It's not just about our social media, where we're going to be putting this out on our Instagram, Practice 42, our Facebook, Practice 42. You'll even see it on my LinkedIn, Audrey, and you'll also see it Practice 42's LinkedIn as well. We really want you to be part of this community so we can get your unique message out. We're putting out so much content on a weekly basis. I know you're going to find something that piques your interest, you can learn from, share with your audience too. And listen, you can just do a quick screenshot of your phone number and text it to a friend so they can take a look at everything. They can see what you're up to on social media. They can see what we're up to. And really, this is the way that we're going to help our lawyer community learn what they need to know. There's so much that none of us learned in law school about how to run a business, how to optimize our processes, how to get the right marketing for our practice, how to use legal technology, which changes on a daily basis. Listen, let's get connected. Let's stay connected. I'm so appreciative of you for being here. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.